AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And it's Drink Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast. And your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Chess Motherfucking Podcast, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go! It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What's good, Drink Champs Army? This is your boy, DJ EFN. Hope you're enjoying this Jadakiss and Fabulous episode like I am. I was on vacation when this went down, so I get to enjoy this as a fan like the rest of y'all. Shout to special guests Diddy, Groovy Lou, Big Fendi, and Steve Rifkin for all making this an epic episode. Big shouts especially to Jadakiss and Fab. Make sure to pick up their new project, Friday on Elm Street. And before we get into part two of this one, I want to make sure you guys remember to grab that new Drink Champs merch, which is available now, would make a great gift for the holidays. So head over to drinkchamps.com or 8and9.com. We might still have some of those Drink Champs ugly sweaters in stock, which will be perfect for all your holiday parties. And make sure you follow us on all our socials, which is basically at Drink Champs. And, you know, we just ready, man. Has, play that part two. Let's go.
In case you don't know, Steve Rifkin signed Mobb Deep. Steve Rifkin signed Big Pun. Steve Rifkin signed Wu-Tang motherfucking Clan. How crazy is it for us to be here?
And he's a brother. He's a brother. No matter what you're seeing, he is a brother to his core. His kids is black. Yeah. He's black. He's black.
Facts. I think you was the first. Snyder Lathan. You was the first one, right?
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I went crazy. Oh, wow. I didn't know about that. Yeah, I did.
A lot of stories.
The first one. Come on, Steve. Come on, give us a high five. Come on. We all love some Lion Lakers.
Yeah.
Let's just admit it and just keep it moving.
Basketball.
Yeah, you got it. It's fantastic.
Yo, they say that Bad Boy invented the street team. But
let's get to it.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, Steve Rifkin invented the street team. Came and let me get some information. Always was a brother to share, and you know, we just really was able to implement his teachings, and I think it really has given birth to another level of entrepreneurialism. You know what I'm saying? How we could go directly to our community. And I would have to say he's the founding father of that. You know what I'm saying? Steve Rifkin.
Yo, Bad Boy Street Team was very aggressive in that era, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no question.
So how was that, like, actually inventing the street team? How did you think of that?
I think that's what Wolf was trying to say. It's not really how I thought about it. So what happened was, I got kicked out of school. And my family was in the record business. You know, my dad, you know, discovered James Brown, put out the first rap record. And my grandfather.
Hold on, Tom. You got a light stunt.
Tom, yeah, that was a light stunt. My ass. That was crazy.
That was full. Light the way he delivered it.
It was light.
It was a heavy stunt.
But he said, my dad. What did you say? Produced by James Brown?
Discovered.
I'm doing something presently at the moment.
Okay.
And I need to break out.
Okay.
I don't want to be rude, you know? No, I just want to stop by and give love.
Yeah.
Love
you. You did your job, brother.
Yeah.
If that's what you came to do, justice was served.
Man, I just wanted to stop by. You see, I didn't want to take up too much of y'all time.
No.
Overstay my welcome.
No, let's take a quick flick, because our shit is not done. Steve, you're not done either. Let's take a quick flick, come on. No, fucking phones. Fucking the good shit.
Hey, yo, tell Mo what I need them.
We good. I'm talking to the scientists. I'm making my own Mo wet.
Then tell them to get down. Get down with the get down. God love y'all, for real.
Goddamn.
You want to hit me right after this? We just went to the crib.
All right.
Cool. It's a damn shame y'all in town. I didn't even know that. I just had to find out some shit. But it's all good, nigga. I understand. I'll see y'all later.
Right? Now you know. Nigga.
Love y'all.
So now we... Yeah. I got you. So now... Hold on, you know what? I got to take a piss real quick. Yo, being back from Drink Champs is so appropriate. We have Steve Rifkin standing with us. Of course, we have Fabulous and we have Jada Kiss. But, you know, I just want to give all of you guys your thoughts on Prodigy. Obviously, I'm gonna start with you, Steve Rifkin, because you're the guy who actually signed him and brought him to stardom. So I just wanted to hear your thoughts on Prodigy.
I mean, when I got the call, it was, I was in Miami.
Wow.
And my daughter was taking a road test.
A road test? To get her license?
To get her license.
I still don't got my license. Let's make some noise for that. Still looking for the hookup. Go ahead.
So, my old partner kept on calling 2-3 times, and I see, you know.
See, your old partner, he's talking about Rich Isaacson.
Right? So he keeps on calling. I'm like, so when he calls more than twice, I just know something's not right. And but Rich is also my childhood best friend. We've been best friends since we're 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think maybe his mother, you know, just we're at that age.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pick up the phone, and my daughter's walking in from the test, so I don't know if she passed this, you know, so I'm focusing on her, and he said P died. And I almost passed out. You know, I had open heart surgery 4 months ago, so I was just getting my strength back.
Wow.
At the time. So when he told me, I hung up the phone, she gave me a thumbs up, and I called Ray.
Ray Kwan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they just did a show together in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it killed me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his birthday and my brother had the same birthday.
Mm. God bless.
So, you know, it was always, you know, we always knew when it was his birthday, you know, when we spoke 3-4 times a year after I left Loud. And that was really, you know, it took me for a
super spin.
Yeah.
That's Loud on off of the show thing, because
you had just performed, you had did Hip Hop Honors, right?
Yeah.
And you honored Pete. This is why this question.
I was definitely a fan of Mobb Deep. Grew up listening to Mobb Deep, going to school every day, listening to Mobb Deep and your Walkman, that kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I had went to a Raekwon and Ghost show in New York, and when I went to the show, it just took me back to growing up listening to all of these albums, and I had made it from that point. I said, yo, I'm gonna go to all of the acts that I grew up listening to, going to school listening to. I wanted to go to their show and see them in their habitat and with their fans, and they, you know what I mean? I wanted to do that. Like, I had never done that. I had never been to a Ray and Ghost show. I had never been to, you know, different artists, Black Moon, different guys that I grew up listening to, just go to their show and see them in that vibe. And
I'm sorry for cutting you off. You see how respectful that shit is? What he's saying, like trying to learn the arts.
Mm-hmm. So I said, from Ray and Ghost, I said, yo, I'm going to all of the, what's his name? So one of them I wanted to see was Mobb Deep.
Mm.
You know, when I had seen them in bits and pieces. They even came out on one of my sets before at Summer Jam, all kind of stuff. So, but I wanted to go in their world and see their Mobb Deep fans, like, you know what I mean? So that same tour, that Vegas one, I looked up the thing. I seen it was coming to Newark, to New Jersey. I said, I'm going to go see. And that show had actually had a few.
You talking about the Art of Rap tour?
They just did New York like a few weeks ago, didn't they?
I was actually at that.
The Vegas show?
That thing. I seen. With the Vegas show, if you're talking about the Art of Rap when Prodigy died.
That's the tour that they were on. But it was a couple. It was Raekwon and Ghostface, I think. I think it was Mobb Deep, and I think it was a couple other acts.
Yeah.
But I was looking up the Mobb Deep show when I could go to the next Mobb Deep show. Mm-hmm. And the next show on that tour that I could go to was Newark, New Jersey. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to go to that tour. And when he passed, I was like, God. Like, you know what I mean? And it kind of emphasized more on why I want to catch these shows and catch, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just was like, it was crazy that he passed right before that, the show coming back to Jersey.
So what was that feeling like when VH1 reached out to you? Was it VH1?
Oh, yeah, VH1 and Havoc was a part of it too. And he knew how much love I have for Mobb and, you know, he like, yo, he was one of the people that I could really see doing this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not too many people that you even want to call on. Like, you don't want to put the wrong piece in the wrong place.
Let's keep it real, right? No, with no disrespect, but the year before that, Rich Homie Quan came out there and fucked Biggie lyrics up.
Yeah.
I fuck with Rich Homie Quan, but let's just throw it out there.
Too. That's
he
my guy.
Fucked it up.
He fucked it up because one thing people had
Kiss,
to...
Kiss, come on.
No, he's not from his generation. He's not from that generation.
He was mad, too.
They wasn't supposed to choose him to do that.
To get, right. The young Brooklyn dudes.
You think they would have called...
I think they just needed somebody that worked.
That was young.
I think they
not.
Just took anybody that.
Nah,
just,
it ain't that. He just didn't know enough about that song.
He didn't fit the criteria.
Because it ain't. He didn't grow up off.
He didn't grow up off that. He didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's crazy is me and Fendi are cool with Rich Homie, and Fendi was with him and FaceTimed me.
Wait, Fendi was with him at that time?
Yeah, Fendi was in the. Fendi, I guess he was in the and where they were
Fendi
shooting it at.
Bus. Hold on.
Fendi was with him.
Fendi was with him. Where's Fendi at again?
Fendi FaceTimed me. So I got on with Rich Homie. I'm like, yo.
Right after it happened?
No, before it happened.
And you
I said, yo, you got it? You got that, Biggie? You like, I got it, big bro.
So it's fabful. You coached
him? No. I'm just trying to make sure that this is a moment for him. Like, okay. And it's Biggie, and it's Brooklyn is going to take this seriously in the hip-hop world.
You gotta go back
world.
He never got to go back there.
So, not even that. Just making sure that I wanted him to be successful the same way. That's our guy. I fuck with Rich on me.
Okay.
And I'm like, I want you to do it right, too. So he was like, nah, I got it. But I just think he got in a moment, he lost track. You know, it's not his. He didn't grow up. I can say that verse with my eyes closed.
Okay,
but he's not from that.
Trying to be politically correct.
I'm speaking for my guy.
Okay, so now what happened?
My guy too.
You saw him actually.
Right now he can come back.
Fuck it up.
I saw him fuck it up.
When you saw him fucking, were you in the crowd or you?
Nah,
was on
I was
TV?
Somewhere else. I was.
I was on the bill. You was on the. You gotta stop being on the bill on all
he was on the bill, it was hip hop on.
Okay, so all right, I'm coming back to you. Yeah. So where were you at in life when you seen Tim? You called him, you FaceTimed him.
No, Fendi FaceTimed me. And he was with Rich Homie.
He threw you under the bus, man. Don't look like that.
He was with him, and and so that's when I got to speak to Rich Homie. He like, yo, we about to do it. He like, yo, I'm about to go do this, big homie. I'm like, you got it. Like, you got it? You for real, you got it? He like, nah, I got it. I got it. So I was like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? It just went on. I was kind of just trying to make sure he was good and he was straight. Like, you know what I mean? At the same time, like, don't go out there and think this is light. This is something that means something to a lot of people. You know what I mean? And he was like, nah, I got it.
Okay,
but
now
in the moment, he just must have lost
anywhere
it.
In the world. Now, you see him fuck up big lyrics.
Yeah.
This is your man. You and Fendi FaceTime just recently. How did you feel at that moment?
I was like, damn. He said he had it.
Did you answer his text? Because I'm not going to lie.
I still answered his text.
You did? I dodge a nigga every now and then.
I did.
You answered his text?
Yeah.
What was that text feeling like?
Well, I never even spoke to him about that. I more speak to him about him, you know what I mean?
Fab, I feel like you're a petty nigga and you're just holding back.
Nah.
Fab, listen, I am petty president.
Yeah. I'm a real nigga first and then a petty nigga second. So I'm gonna do
so you
the
put real nigga
before,
in front of petty.
And then
I've never done
petty,
that.
You know what I mean?
So I gotta figure out how I do that. Please, can you teach me?
I can teach you the way.
Please tell me how this work.
So real nigga, I checked in with him, you know, even after that. Because I think, truthfully, I think it fucks with people, like, you know what I mean? Because he started getting a lot of backlash
from
it.
But also internet savvy, so you saw they were frying them on
the internet. That's what I mean. They were fucking with him, and he was, you know what I mean? I wanted him to make that, don't define him, because it really, he got put in a position that wasn't even his position. Like, you know what I mean? He didn't grow up listening to Biggie. So for him, it was actually like reciting something that he don't know. For us, we could recite it with our eyes closed. You want to sit Mo with a little
Oh, that's Mo. Like him calling Uncle Murder to do an Outkast song.
Right.
He wouldn't have been able to
trying
do
to
fuck it. They wouldn't have called them for one.
Yeah, but at some point, you got to say, I don't know that. If you take the task on
I'm not even mad that Rich Homie Quan ain't no
somebody
big
else
song.
Fucked some lyrics up before. Lupe fucked up somebody's.
Oh, no, we said it on Drink Champs. And Lupe been trying to.
We've
been trying to get it right.
On Drink Champs.
Listen,
on
we blew it up.
On the Hip Hop Islands, exactly.
Yo, on Hip Hop, nah, Fab yeah, on point.
Exact show.
This is why. This is what I want to bring out from Fab. Fab is hip hop. Niggas think Fab just rhyme on girl records. And that's it. Nah, Fab is super hit. This is why I'm glad you just did that. Because, see, I didn't even bring that up.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And this is a Drink Champs topic, because Lupe actually got on after that and said he wasn't a Tribe Called Quest, like, super fan. And that's my guy. But come on, brother. Like, actually, in your style, I can see Tribe Called Quest. Right? And this is no disrespect to him at all. But you just should have rehearsed. And does that go back to the spectrum of... back then, these guys would, we would study a Rakim. We would study a Nas. We would study a Jay-Z. We would study a Wu-Tang. And then now, these people just, does it go back to that?
I don't know, because I might have not known a Tribe Called Quest first word for word either. I might have
would have took it on. Known a Boot Camp clip?
I would have, because that was a, that's why what type you would have. I was, because that's what I was listening to.
Okay, so let's make some noise for that. Would you have known a Big Daddy Kane verse?
I would. Big Daddy Kane was my first favorite
rapper.
Okay,
let's make some noise for that. me continue to make my point. Would you renew a Jay-Z verse?
I would.
Okay, so let's make some noise for that. What are you saying? You know,
he just
that, off like that. You gotta know the tree you come from. Meaning.
Yeah.
Meaning.
No.
Okay, Lupe ain't from Queens.
No,
okay.
No.
Let me just
Rich homie. He ain't
no,
from
B.I. Lupe.
No. I know y'all went to Lupe. Okay. But Rich homie ain't from B.I., so he get the pass.
No.
Lupe supposed to know all hip hop.
We're on the last subject, y'all.
No, listen. Lupe is one of them. Lupe's a backpack nigga that could really rhyme.
No,
he just
and
weird.
He's dope. I respect him. I love him.
So he's supposed to know all of that. He don't get the pass that Rich homie.
That was my point, was Lupe, because you could actually hear Tribe Called Quest and Lupe, even if he doesn't.
He's like a baby
tribe. Lupe.
Yeah, he's baby tribe.
He comes from that.
He comes from that.
Hearing Fab say, like Fab being from Brooklyn, and hearing Fab say, well, Jay wasn't really my inspiration, you would sound crazy. Mm-hmm. You know why you would sound crazy? Because you're from Brooklyn. You're from the same cloth. No matter where it is, if Jay is on this side, and you're on this side, you're still related.
Biggie don't got a relation to Rich homie, though.
How about if they asked him to do a Talib Kweli shit?
Who? If Fab? I could do a Kweli. Man, you bugging him.
Nah, I ain't bugging him from Brooklyn.
Okay, all right. Let me put this together. You're right. All right. I'm trying to figure out where you're going with it. Okay, so you're saying if...
No, you said just because he's from the... You said because he's from Brooklyn.
So now, it's Talib Kweli and Mos Def, right?
They lyrical minds. They lyrical
anniversary, and they call Fat, right?
He's going to have to do some studying, y'all. He's going to have to do some playing over some...
I think his studying is going to be less.
But it ain't going to be one of them shits he know off rip. He gonna have to listen to
Fab is confused right now.
That's true.
But that's what makes a great artist, though. Somebody that's gonna put in the work. And my problem with today, nobody wants to put in the work.
Facts. It's microwave era.
Are we gonna see Steve Rifkin smoke?
I can't smoke. I had open heart surgery.
My fault. This is not funny if I keep saying, keep going. I'm so sorry. Fab, what are we thinking?
It's really.
Huh? What are we thinking?
I'm just trying to make sure. I'm just trying to stay out of Stuck Norris mode. You know what I mean?
Stuck Norris. I like
Stuck
that guy.
Stuck Norris.
That's hard. That is hard. Now, Fab, look. Do you know on the low, you're like the fashion police?
Me?
Like whatever you're like in the most respectful way ever.
Yeah, niggas say that, ain't gonna say something disrespectful. Yo, the most respectful way ever. No disrespect, but I have no respect.
You know what I mean, but you might not know what I mean. But you remember Joan Rivers? She was on. Listen,
nigga just said I was Joan Rivers. Okay, where is this going?
Rest in peace to Joan Rivers. I did a show before. Make some noise for that.
Let's make some noise. I definitely know Joan Rivers. Don't know who I am, but listen. At one point, niggas will post a picture. This is how I'm looking on Instagram. And niggas will be like, they'll try to pull up like the Elises or some shit like that. And niggas said, it ain't hot. I saw it with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. And that's Fab weird. That shit fucked me up. Mm. You like the thug? Listen.
That's crazy.
I'm giving you, this is our reality show. We gonna produce it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm getting you, Steve Ripley. We got the brand.
I definitely want to be on the hip-hop fashion police.
Huh?
I definitely want to be on the hip-hop fashion police.
No, not like that. You don't got to realize. See, what you got to do is, like, everybody want to battle for record deals. Everybody want to battle for... Now it's Fab sitting there and going, yo, y'all, that ain't it.
Just like that?
You like, that ain't it. And you like, that is it. Think it out, fam. Think it out, fam. Because Niggas say, let me tell you, I'm in the hood. Mm-hmm. I go with a haircut somewhere, and I like to sneak in. Like, I like to sneak in where a nigga don't know her, man. Mm-hmm. Nigga said, yo, North Face is back hot. Somebody walked by and said, Fab. They said, if Fab ain't wearing it, it ain't back hot. I heard that as a normal individual. Mm. You gotta be, not Joan, I'm sorry. I said it's Joan Rivers. This is very not the way I mean it. Mm-hmm. But if Fab's going there, see your ocean line, your outfit is not it. Mm-hmm. You gotta relax.
You gotta relax.
And then you show a nigga how to put his shit together. Mm. You don't think that's something?
That sounds like something to me.
Of course, listen, let me tell you something. It's the new way for us. Mm. Listen, I'm going too far?
Nah.
It's the new way for us. There's people who came and took hip hop, right? And they made like these reality shows and they made it. That's not where hip hop is. Hip hop should be congratulated and celebrated. You should sit back and say, do you got these public school bottles? Steve, you can't come on here. You can't drink because you had the open heart.
No, I can't.
Okay, all right. You got the pass. You're the only one. But everybody else, we got to sit here and drink and have fun. And that's what hip hop is. The minute we start thinking about points and publishing, we have to have people in that certain positions who can come and take that and say, yo, look, this is what you're supposed to have, and you're gonna get that, correct? Because when one of the artists starts thinking about things like that, you think it takes away from the artistry?
100%.
100%. How about you, Fab?
You have to be aware about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think over time you learn it. You know what I mean, when you first coming in, you don't even know. You don't know what you're supposed to get. You supposed to get what they tell you what you're supposed to get.
You know, even as a record company owner and having, you know, JVs, I still don't know what I'm supposed to get on certain things. I mean, but the crazy thing is, you know, I was talking about my dad earlier. He passed a few years ago.
God bless him.
And I went to clean out his, you know, his belongings. And I ran, you know, and I saw a James Brown contract. So James Brown's contract and Akon's contract are pretty much the same contract. Take out a few words.
That was all.
So you're talking about late 60s, early 70s, and Akon's last contract with me was 2006. So, you know, it was an 8-track, you know, and there was vinyl, and there was a 45. And the other thing...
Levels? It was all 8-track vinyls, 45. CDs, flash drives. Streaming.
But that's now.
Yeah. That's now. Now, streaming is helping or hurting the game?
You know, I think it's helping. You know, nobody knows that Spotify is giving Universal $500 million a year.
But they're giving the artists...
Universal doesn't know what to fucking do with it. So the executive, they're making their
Universal
money...
Universal how much again? I'm sorry.
$500 million a year.
I just want to say that one more time. Say
it. $500 million a year.
That's a stupid number.
Did we know that? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Kids, I know kids ain't
know that kind of shit.
Nah, I ain't know. I'm finding out. That's why I'm knowing it right in front of y'all.
Oh, now you know.
I ain't know.
You know I'm like special ed. That's what I say. That's why now I'm known in that right in front of y'all. Did y'all hear that? That's terrible.
Take a little pull up too.
Yeah, come on, man. So they make, so Universal. The actual Universal. When you say Universal, we're talking
Interscope, Def Jam,
Interscope,
Republic, Def Jam. Capital.
They're paying Spotify five.
No, months. Spotify's paying them.
All right,
That's under the table, underhanded shit, because they ain't give us a nickel.
How about to ask y'all that?
Nickel. It's like sport. It's like high school. I mean, it's like NCAA.
Like
yeah.
It's like NCAA.
You said it. Same shit going on, but worse. At least they get a turkey sandwich.
I'll stop and say it like that. Y'all niggas knew a little bit of that. I didn't know none of that.
I didn't know they gave 500 M's.
And who gave 500? Who?
Spotify.
Gives it to the...
To the parent label, yeah.
To the Universal. And the Universal, that's Interscope, Def Jam, yeah. Rockefeller, Rough Riders. In my day.
Yeah. Universal, Republic, Motown. Back in...
Island.
That's crazy. Did we think that the game would be like this? Like, even in remotely, like a little bit?
I didn't, because I never got into music for the game. I was purely on the love of hip-hop, so the game I learned after, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm already on cloud nine.
And now that you say love of hip-hop, you've never been on love of hip-hop.
No.
He popped up before.
No, I never
did. Yeah.
Nah. Never been on love of
hip-hop. Dirty nigga, they was always waiting for me, left him for dead on that joint.
I couldn't, that wasn't my, my thing.
No, that saved a lot of merit not showing up on there.
Nah,
you earned stripes in it, nah, for real.
That was
I seen them episodes, I used to watch it back then.
Those episodes was to try to set me up to go on there, but that was never my...
But how'd you know they were trying to set you up? You smart.
Because they were, even in that episode, they try to make you look bad, so maybe you would try to go repair your name, be on it to repair your name.
Go on there to try to fix it.
That don't work anyway.
So what you mean, they showing you a script or no?
No, I never had any dealings with them. It was through my lady Emily, who they was trying to reach out and get me to be on the show. But through her, even when she decided to do it, I was like, I don't think you should do it, but if you want to do it, it's your, you know what I mean? Maybe you could stretch the platform into something else for you. You know, hustle
real
it,
man
whatever.
Shit.
You know
real
what I'm saying?
Man shit. Let's make some noise for that. That's real man shit.
So she went and did it. So, but they used to try to, you know, flow through her, like, yo, get him to come on there. And it just wasn't my thing. Like, that's not what I was trying to do. And, you know, It's a platform, you know, it's still running today and people, you know, are eating from it, so I guess, but it just wasn't my thing, you know what I'm saying? So right. I never was with it. That's why I said, like, some episodes, they would try to even get her to, you know, go
to
along with making scenarios that pulled me in.
Right.
But I just wasn't pulling into it, like, you know what I mean? I didn't like what it... I didn't like it business-wise, and I didn't like what it portrayed. So I was just, you know, that wasn't it.
But how did you have the foresight to know what it portrayed? Because mm-hmm. pretty much that was early on, like mm-hmm. of the...
Yeah, it wasn't even as bad as it is today. It was a different style. It was cleaner. Yeah. It was, you know, wasn't everybody throwing drinks in everybody's face and you know, the whole... It was cleaner, you know what I mean, overall. But it still was in a situation where I was like, putting my life in a soap opera or something. I just wasn't with it. Mm. And business-wise, if I ain't...
That was very smart.
EP or something, like, when I get some ownership, like, I can't... As them actors, they like actors. They can't even tell what they don't want on there or not. The show owns it. You, like, hired work, and they put what they want out there. If you get look crazy, if you... Somebody get the best of you, whatever. There's nothing you can do about it. And they edit it to wherever they want. So even if something was more, you know, I heard people always say, oh, it was more, they ain't see all of that. Yeah, that's because they edit it. You ain't got no say in that, so I can't be a part of something that's like that, especially for my brand and who I am. Like, it just don't work for me.
Now, early on, you got Ashanti on your record.
Mm-hmm.
We had Irv Gotti on recently.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was on ecstasy.
Back then, he definitely Murder Inc. days back then. It was a vibe back then.
I forget
him and Ja. Him and Ja was a vibe back then.
It was a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I forget why he says he doesn't clear.
He cleared it. She was on. They didn't do the video. He cleared it for the song. They wasn't doing that. And why would you? Why does that happen in the music era? Why do people do a song with somebody but then don't want to do the video? I never asked Irv that to this day.
I'm asking you to this day.
I don't know why they didn't do it. I'm gonna ask Ashanti too. I'm gonna text her.
Kim and Mace had that from Horse and Carriage. LL and EP.
No, these few people ain't no way in your where are your man supposed to tell you he not doing your video.
No, but I'm asking your frame of mind, right? Mm-hmm. You coming up, damn man, you. And
because they just was in their mode. They was in their bag, I guess. Maybe. But, I don't know. But, you got to ask Irv that question.
Irv because this is why we're coming to you.
I don't know why they didn't do it. I know we went to, the but song came from Tamia. Frame. We used Ashanti. Ashanti didn't do the video. Tamia, who at the time, her throat was messed up. So we had to get Ashanti too. We wanted Ashanti, but we had to get Ashanti.
I don't understand.
Because it was Tamia's song at first. So we wanted Tamia to do the rap version, but Tamia couldn't do it because she had surgery on her throat or her throat was messed up something. So we got Ashanti. Mm. When it was time to do the video, Ashanti was not what's her name. So we went back to Tamia. Mm. Tamia did the video. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because Ashanti. I never asked them to this day why they didn't do the. I don't know what it was. I feel like they was just in a murder ink bag. My real feelings is that they just was in their bag and they just wasn't feeling like we ain't gotta do no videos for nobody else, kinda. I don't know. We gotta ask them though. I'ma ask them personally though. I wanna see
what we can ask them right now, Dream Champs.
I speak to Irv and Ashanti periodically, so I'ma ask them.
I'ma call Irv, but Irv ain't picking up my calls.
Is there any questions that you wanna ask somebody from this is everybody at this table gotta answer this now. Is there questions that something happened and you never asked the question why or what happened within the music industry that you would wanna ask somebody? Or that you could ask them now? Cause it's over. So it's water under the bridge now. You could ask it and just to know what the answer was.
Yeah, no, why don't you start with Steve? And then
Steve, is there any question that you would have asked somebody of something that...
Yeah, I mean, I would have asked the chairman of BMG why they wouldn't let me sign Jay-Z.
That's a good one. Hold on. You stop the block. Okay. You got to describe this moment.
So they never gave you the answer for it, they just told you you couldn't.
I mean, I figured out what the answer was.
And when you say BMG, this is Under Loud.
Yeah, this is Loudest.
Under Loud.
Yeah.
Man.
So Dame and Jay were in the office, and this was early Loud.
Early Loud. This is pre-Wu-Tang?
It's after Wu-Tang, but it's before Mobb Deep.
Okay, after Wu-Tang, before Mobb Deep. I'm thinking this is like a Beat 90s. Nuts era? Like Beat Nuts is in between? No, another Beat Nuts. Let me relax. I got to relax. Okay, describe me this era. Let me be quiet.
It has to be 94.
94. Yeah, I'm in jail. That's the reason why.
He is 94.
Yeah, I'm in jail. Yeah, okay, go.
You know, I go back with Dame since he's 15 years old.
You go back with Dame since Dash.
He's 15 years old.
Continue.
So.
What?
Yes.
Oh, we all learn history on Dream
Channel. So, Matty C and Scott Free.
Who brought... Matty C and Scott Free is also who brought you Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
Is that also the people who discovered Biggie?
Matty's the one who discovered
Biggie. Matty's discovered Biggie. Okay, I'm on point. Look, my hip-hop history. I just want to throw that out there just in case.
They said Dame wants to take a meeting with you. And I also had Stretch Armstrong who was working for us.
But when they say Dame want to take a meeting, you don't know who Dame is.
No, I know. Dame's like, he's in his early 20s now. So don't forget, Dame was managing Original Flavor.
Okay, I forgot about that. Continue.
So, they come up to the office, and it's the only time in my life where I shook Dame's hand and said, we got a deal. Mm-hmm. I call up Strauss Zelnick, who's the chairman of BMG, and I said, I want to sign this artist, and we were in negotiations for a full JV. I wasn't a full JV yet at BMG.
And JV, you're talking about joint venture. Good.
He goes, all right, you know, we just hired a president for RCA, and I was pissed about that they didn't put me in the process. Mm. Not that I wanted to be president of RCA, just whoever. So we were fighting, and we were also negotiating Wu-Tang's
second album. So the deal got stuck on $20,000.
Wu-Tang?
On the second, it's a renegotiation. So I'm supposed to be negotiating against Wu-Tang, but I'm actually on their side. And the head of business affairs says, I'm not going any further. And I said, you're out of your fucking mind. And it was a woman. And she says, you know, Stephen Rifkin, I'm tired of your shit. Get the fuck out of this building. And I take a chair. We're on the 36th floor conference room. So the windows are over there. Broadway, we're facing Broadway. It was BMG at the time, was the 45th and Broadway. I'm ready to throw the chair through the window. Right? But I grabbed a chair and I turned around and I threw it through the door. So make a long story short, they got me arrested.
I remember Steve Rifkin got arrested. I don't remember Steve Rifkin get arrested. I'll throw that out there, Steve.
Yeah, what? You got arrested?
Speak to RZA.
Speak
to RZA. He was.
Oh, RZA was there. Oh God.
So they wouldn't let me. He goes, "You have too much power, and you know, and you're abusing our staff. There's no way in the world we're letting you sign anything else."
Yeah, I remember Lou
said that.
So how, you say you knew the answer to it.
So that was the answer after the fact.
Lowry. Now it's your turn. And then Kiss.
Well, I was talking about.
You was talking about a question you wanted to ask somebody over something that you would.
Oh, it's definitely my show, Fab. I respect the shit out of you, my nigga. From the beginning I ever met you. But it's actually good. It's your turn, sir. Go ahead.
I already did it. This nigga's so gone that he's like...
You gotta do it again. It's my show. Come on.
I told you it was asking Irv and Ashanti why they didn't clear.
No, I told for the video. You that. I brought that up.
This nigga's gone.
No, didn't I bring that up? Didn't I bring that up? Man. Am I bugging? I brought that up like a motherfucker because we just had Irv on here and we asked him one of the things he regretted and he said that. That's the reason why I brought it up.
Yeah, but that still wasn't why they didn't do it. I wanted to ask the question to them, like, why didn't y'all do it? It was a big song. It was, you know, it was two artists that were big in 2002, 2003.
Sylvia must have pissed them off.
Maybe. Could have been.
I think Irv was in his feeling. Now what's the question again?
Kiss the tip. Any question that you wanted to ask somebody throughout the career that you never asked?
That's all. Fathoms took over our shit.
I want yours.
What happened with Nas and Big, man? Where they were supposed to do some, they were supposed to do something that never panned out or something never happened.
He recently said something.
I said
about
he
that.
Answered that from that time. You said he you just, had to.
Because I wanted to know that too. Like, there's a picture of Nas and Big in the
they
studio.
They told me it was One More Chance remix, but he got too high.
That's what they told me too.
See, you don't be looking at your fucking comments. Them niggas fried us for that. What was it? It was not One More Chance remix. It was damn. Now I'm so scared.
It was Give Me the Loot.
It was Give Me the Loot. Look at Fab being a hip hop nigga.
Give Me the Loot. That's
yo, listen to me. When you said that, and I'm sitting there because I'm just so excited. This is UNC.
I ain't mistaken, though.
Me and C shot at each other at one point. So we sitting there together, and I just like, yo, them niggas fried me.
It was Give Me the Loot.
Them niggas, yo, the fans, that's one thing. One thing. This is the thing.
Yeah, if you speak on hip hop history and you say the wrong thing.
No. This is the thing I want. This is the thing I want to tell y'all. Because in the future, if you do it the right way, you should never ever drop an album again in your life. You should drop a podcast. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Hear me out. Steve, we're all gonna agree once I make my point. Right? Sometimes you throw your product out, but it's in a Costco. You know what a Costco is? The Costco got every fucking thing. Right? Do you really want to go into Costco and buy everything? You already got your more lower. You already got everything else, right? You already got everything. Why would you ever? You know what I mean. You already got.
Not a lawnmower.
Lawnmower. It's my nigga Fab. I helped him out from the beginning. So listen, you already got that. Why would you keep going to the Costco when you could actually go to the person who you fuck with, right? So if, let's just say, right, you dropped an album on a pod, Riz is just so art. He sold the album as art. Do y'all niggas get with the fucking interior of shit he just did? An album as art, right? $2 million
$2 million,
right? So he sold it to the nigga. It's $2 million. Now that person can actually do whatever he wants.
Nah, I don't think he can.
Okay.
I don't know for a fact, but I don't think he can.
But do you understand that level of business? Or I'm bugging? Mm-mm. No? You don't understand the level of business?
No, I understand.
I know you understand. You like the major labels. You understand. Just $2 million and how much?
I got a different love for hip hop. I don't want to sell my album to one person and then have it as art. I want the masses to.
But look
to
at it like Mona Lisa. Like, as far as Mona Lisa.
Yeah, that's cool. Mona Lisa and all that is cool. I'm just saying I wouldn't want that ever.
It's not the way we work.
Okay? I wouldn't ever want one person with just one album. I want my shit to be everybody, anybody to get it. I get what that does. I get what that is. That's, you know, like an appreciation. It's an art piece. It's a different thing. But musically speaking, like, I don't want that for music.
For music? Mm-hmm. Like just selling a piece of material, like a Mona Lisa. Mm-hmm. If a Mona Lisa was sold.
That's still to one person. I still own that Mona Lisa. Only one person. They put it in a museum for everybody to look at and glaze at. Yeah. But they can't appreciate it. They can't have it on their wall.
But you don't think hip hop is like the ultimate art?
Yeah, but I think it's everybody's art. An artist, a fan, a producer, you know what I mean? It's different. It's different.
Consumer.
Everybody gets a piece of the art. They get to enjoy it in their way. That's why music, like, all your memories, you got a memory to music. One summer, we was doing this, but we was listening to this. You know what I mean? That winter, I was hustling. I was listening to this album the whole time I was hustling. You're going to always have that. So if only one person gets to have that, that's selfish within the art to me.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm gonna tell everybody one thing. This has changed my whole life. I'm walking through the Bronx randomly, because I'm a random nigga. Just walking through the Bronx.
Because I'm a random nigga.
And the shit starts snowing. This is when the Cadillac first made the Cadillac truck. So I got the Cadillac champagne. I drink champagne, I'm in the champagne truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's random.
Makes sense.
Seriously, right? Girl walks by, she smells it, she says, yeah. She comes in the car, and she says to me, the illest story I ever, it's platonic. But she says to me, it's boring outside. I wish Biggie had a song out. Mm. It changed my life. Listen, I don't understand. Niggas, she said, it's boring outside. I wish Biggie had a song out. As if when Big has a song out, this is an event. This is great adventures.
Different vibe, it changed.
That shit fucked me up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hold up. This nigga can have a song out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have.
Shit is different out here. Streets ain't dry no more, I think. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm on the war report. I said, I got to upgrade.
Y'all niggas ain't feeling me. Y'all niggas ain't understand it. I said, holy shit.
That's
these
real.
Niggas is making something called a thing that when you get it, it's a whole feeling to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just wanted to please project people. Like, this is real. This is real. Kiss, you good?
Yeah.
You want a shot?
No.
Look at Fab. But you understand? You understand what I'm trying to say, Fab?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. That's what the music do.
Nah, you don't
understand.
Create
vibes, like, and feelings and memories and energies, nigga. That's what it's about.
A person told me, it's boring now. I wish a Biggie record was out. I was like, wait.
Message. That's like, what you were saying when they said that.
The way they described it was like,
when that type of record was out, was it was a whole event that came with it. I had never felt like that in my life. And that's when I made Super Thug. Let's make some noise for me. And I only know that was the right move now. I only know that was the right move now. Now, Fab, now off top, you come in the game, you spitting. Then, like, your first breakout single was with Nate Dogg. What made you say, let me take that chance, let me go over there, let me do what the fuck I gotta do?
I felt like I was the next generation coming in, that the East Coast, West Coast thing that was to show that it was dying out. Because when I was coming, that you know, even that smoke from that East Coast, West Coast beef was dissolving. And I wanted to symbolize that by doing a joint with Nate. I'm from the New York, Nate from L.A., which was the
bridge
two,
the gap.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Which was the two places where we lost.
Clue
the two
was the referee.
Artists.
Clue was the referee. Is Clue was the referee in the Ray J shit too? Because I feel like we didn't finish that.
I don't know why
Ray said Clue was the only person
who just lost. I don't know. He was like, he made Clue like this like Farrakhan person or something, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
How y'all right now?
Clue. Me and Clue or me and Ray?
Daryl, everybody, Skane, Dog.
Oh, yeah, everybody's cool. They just, you know, wish me happy birthday. I just, you know, just speak to Clue. I'm mostly, like, you know, speak to Skane.
Skane. You went down, Fab.
Nah, I'm just thinking back on it while I'm talking, but everybody's solid. You know what I mean? Everybody's solid.
Sure.
Just had a listening, they all was there. We had the listening for Freddy versus Jason, they all was there. I mean, Friday on Elm Street, my bad. And they was there.
Friday.
Clue and Dog.
Come on, Kiss, what are you doing right now?
Chilling.
Me and the TG
Moody. My nigga, right, Kiss now. Fry. You got to Kiss Fry.
You fucking going over the limit.
I don't know what limit I'm going over. You've been here 18 times.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring Fendi out here. Come on, Fendi. Come on, here. Come on.
You wanted to come. Yo, get Finny, your ass out, Finny. Finny.
The people been calling
tap
you.
Tap in, Finny.
Yeah, come on. Nigga, you got to get mic'd up.
You
got
to have a drink, too.
You got to get mic'd up.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
And you got to smoke.
Oh,
and
shit.
And you
got to
smoke. You got to drink and smoke.
And talk about when you snuck on the plane. That's yo Fab. That's not like a real Brooklyn nigga story. Like in the 90s,
he got a lot of good stories though.
Like no,
Kenny, Kenny's
like,
been around. He got a lot of good stories.
No, but I'm saying like in definitely. The 90s. When
that's a crazy story. I never even heard of nobody
seen
doing
Brooklyn
that.
Niggas,
that's crazy.
And them niggas snuck on the plane. That's how my they showed me thing, they loyalty to me.
My dopest thing was my
and
dopest moment
snuck,
for him.
They snuck on getting money nice with both Biggie. Of y'all niggas. He snuck on the plane with me, but now he snuck on the plane with getting money with both of y'all niggas. Because he is retarded.
Oh, yeah.
That is my nigga. Come on over here, Fendi. Come on. That's my nigga. I love that nigga.
He got video of him shooting dice with Biggie. That was a good one for him, too.
Let's make some noise.
Look excited, man.
Yo, listen, man. We done had Puff Daddy here. We got Steve Rifkin here.
Give me some drink, man.
Huh?
Oh.
Give me some drink, champ.
Please. Help yourself.
I'll fall asleep.
No, you better not fall asleep.
You might be the sleep champ after this drink.
Yeah, after this. Go ahead. You got to do it. So now, Fendi. Didn't you start out with Nicki Minaj?
I started out on the road with Big Daddy Kane.
Nah, you ain't been down since his bad. I'm not gonna lie, let you say that.
Kane took me on the road.
Big Daddy Kane's dances. Fendi used to let him get the back door at his spot in North Carolina. That was making $10,000 a day.
Yeah.
Scuba Scrap used to get the back door.
School bitch ass.
That's facts.
All right.
That's facts.
That was scrap.
That's
scrap.
How we gonna start this off then.
Yeah,
we gonna start it off. Don't start your shit off.
Tell him, man. You gotta get a little.
Tell him, Vinny.
I can't drink.
Yeah. Nah, open heart surgery. Rifkin can't hit nothing, man.
Get him a watermelon.
He put on Wu-Tang. He got the super pass.
Oh, you don't need nothing. Don't worry about it, baby.
Yeah, he put on Wu-Tang and Mobb Deep. He got the super pass. You stay here. We're going to get fucked up in front of his face. Nobody going to judge him. That's our brother. Come on. Let's make some noise for Steve Rifkin. Now, Fendi, did I describe you jumping on the plane story correct?
Nah.
What the? What did I leave?
Actually, I didn't sneak on the plane. That was G.
Who's G?
I was already a hype man at the time. Oh, G was the guy that was boosting.
Yeah, you had about six G's.
And he was with Nature.
Definitely don't remember this the way he's breaking it down.
Nature from
I just feel like I gotta agree.
Nature was
he
in
got
the
a good memory though. Nature's so I believe he's great.
Nah.
I do, he remembers everything.
These niggas snuck on a plane, 6D. With a radio.
Like an elephant. Oh, if they had a radio, that was Nature.
That was Nature.
It might have been, y'all might have been linked in by Nature.
I was your hype man at the time. So I was already on the plane.
No, not that time. This is how you became.
We was going to Florida.
No, that wasn't Florida.
Yes, it was.
No, you want me to disapprove your story right now?
I'm telling you, man.
I'm going to disapprove your story right now.
1998, man.
No, I'm going to disapprove your story right now. The first case I ever caught as a hip-hop artist was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And this is why I want to tell you, even when you turn Hollywood and you start managing other niggas, I never... Relax.
Relax.
Relax. I never, ever took it personal because you made me beat a case without even knowing it. You and your Brooklyn niggas went in there and stole all the jackets, the Yankee jackets.
That was
but G. But you told me, where this one, Nori? And I had 30 niggas wearing different other jackets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We jump out. This is Snoop had just did this shit. Y'all niggas ain't got love for me. So I tried to do it. I don't know why I fast. I jumped out. I said, you motherfuckers ain't got love. I knew this is my number one shit. And there's always one dickhead. And a dude threw a block, a bike. And my niggas washed. But I had to go through trial, all that shit. But the police nigga was standing right there. And Fendi was the nigga that said, don't wear, I got all these other niggas this color, wear this color.
Mm-hmm.
And you helped me beat the case, and you ain't even know that. You know when you gave me the jackets.
Yeah, that was
Let's make some noise for Fendi helping me beat the case and not even knowing it. So he start managing little Kim, his number changed, and you start calling him, he's like, yo,
it's not acting funny.
Yeah, yeah, he was there. I'm good.
It happens, Nori.
No, I've never taken place. No. Yeah, but Fab, your waves is still spinning.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Your waves is still spinning. Shit. Are you feeling good out here, Fab?
I'm just living my best life out here, Nori.
And we are so proud of you living your best life.
Go back to Fendi.
Go back to Fendi.
No, why you stop drinking? Story.
No, I ain't drinking.
We gotta finish that story.
Okay, well, let's finish that.
What's done?
That you was telling about Fendi, you tried to disapprove his story, then you reapproved it.
Me and Nori's best stories was
Hot Night Jamaica.
Hot Night Jamaica.
Describe that story, Fendi.
Yeah, it was me and Nori, and it was Jay-Z, Dame Dash, Clark Kent. I didn't even have a passport. I actually went out there with driver's license and a birth certificate that was ripped in half. And
pre-Bin Laden.
Yeah, pre-Bin Laden, definitely.
Yes.
Got the Hot Night Jamaica. We thinking about how we gonna tear these niggas up tonight. We sat beside the stage. We talked it up for a minute. We went out there and ripped Jay-Z and Dame Dash a new ass.
Mm.
Pause, no homo.
I wouldn't say
that was the show days when you killed the show. You was really in like it was like a competition.
You wouldn't say what?
No, no, no. I want to rip him a new asshole.
Pause.
But everything else, I agree with you.
Yeah, I said pause.
Good.
Yeah, but we ripped it.
Yeah. Now, I ain't gonna lie. This is the first dude. I was just doing shows, and he like, yo, you went from a gangster to like a party music maker. You gotta have something in between that. And you was the first person that did that.
Yeah, let's clap to that.
Let's clap to that, goddammit.
You gotta know how to switch it up.
And what did you just pause said? Well, okay, Fab is in. Fab. I don't know. Y'all. Look at Kiss. But Kiss been here 9 times. It's okay.
Tell him again.
It's okay. So Fab.
Yeah.
You guys come together. Mm-hmm. You guys do your shit. Mm-hmm. But at one point, back then, what was you and Joe Budden's problem?
Problem?
Yeah, because you and Joe Budden, I don't know why.
I never had a problem with Joe. What's to Harry? Nah, I never had a problem with Joe.
I feel like it was. No?
I didn't.
You sure?
I, for sure. Unless I didn't know we had a problem, but I ain't never had a problem with Joe.
Come on.
Real shit.
Yeah, you and Joe.
Real shit. I don't know we gonna have that problem. Even when the Tahiri thing is, that was, you know, Tahiri was with him after. It was just a different situation. You know what I'm saying? My situation was over, and there was a new situation. Mm-hmm. That happens.
Steve ain't your water, baby.
Huh? But you want to leave now?
You want some water?
Don't go there. Good.
Oh, no, I'm trying to get Steve drunk over here.
Steve, ooh,
some Perry Waters, huh?
Did he just call him Steve Bottle?
Never. Just Steve drunk.
Oh, yeah, let's get Steve drunk, but we can't because he got open heart surgery.
Water.
You got to relax. Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
No, you can't ask me that.
Why not?
I got it.
This is not the way it works.
First time I'm not Angie Martinez.
Man, you my friend. I'm fucking.
You had an issue with Nas. That's the only real issue that I can remember even hearing about with you.
Yeah, that's it.
What happened with that?
What was it out about?
That was never. Your niggas heard some crazy shit.
Heard that.
Yeah, y'all heard. Yeah,
I ain't hear nothing. I'm asking you.
I definitely ain't hear nothing either. That was like
you just said y'all had a problem.
No, I never. Who said that?
You.
No, I never. You seen Sandy Rexler on Netflix? You seen that? Yeah, I never. But listen, man.
I didn't think you was the question dodging type, man.
No.
I thought you was a straight up guy. I would have never came here if I thought you was the question dodging type.
It was never what?
No, that's not authentic.
Yeah, it's not authentic. Listen, you want to keep talking about authentic? Because I remember you drinking fucking... what was it? Red Stripe?
Never.
Yeah, in Jamaica. Let's go there. Yeah. You wanted to go to Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
Talk about Jamaica. Talk about what happened.
Jamaica was all right. What happened with Nas?
It's my brother. Ugh. We love each other. And that's where we going with it. Any other questions?
Nah, we good. Everything's all love.
We good. Any other questions?
This is a drink chance.
Yeah, this is drink chance.
Let's have another drink.
Let you have another drink.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hit that French Minaj.
I need some champagne.
Hit that French Minaj.
I can't drink that.
Now, what happened with you and Nicki Minaj? Now you want, didn't Nicki Minaj bring you in here because this is the type of time you on? What happened?
No,
come on, let's not say that. It's the type of time you on. Come on,
we got
Nicki Minaj, Young Money, Dirty Money. It's like, what happened? This is where you wanted to go with it. I'm just saying, I love Freddie on Elm Street.
Yeah.
What is that shit? Look at Kiss. That's hard. Let's get Kiss sleeping on Drink Champs. It's hard. It's hard. It's bad. You gotta stay up. This is my
3 hours over the fucking limit.
It's okay. This is what we do. We for hip hop. What happened?
Over the limit. We 3 hours behind the time.
What happened? Fendi, you good?
We good.
Young Money, Dirty Money, what happened?
Everything good.
They swiped him for everything. Wow. They took the drawers right off his ass. Nicki Minaj, Gravy, Red Cafe, everyone is artists. So I'm the only one.
Your cup's still all in full. You
only
nervous?
Ones who ever stuck bad. By. Only person ever stuck by Fendi is me, Fab, his moms, and his dog.
bars.
Facts.
Wait, tell me, that was hard. Yeah. Me?
His bombs in his dog.
Bombs in his dog.
I'm not gonna lie. And I'm is about that to your DJ off. Khaled album?
Yeah, me too.
Yo, is that his DJ Khaled album?
Me, Fab.
My moms and my dogs. And you just get any other nigga to just come in there. Yeah,
after that.
That's hard. Me, moms and my dogs. Is that where you're taking it, Fendi?
That's
because look,
that's
you know, this Steve Ripken, he's signing right here. Steve Ripken signing right here. Is that your DJ Khaled moment?
Nah, I'm missing a couple other features. I might put Nicki on the album.
Let's get to the point. What are we talking about here? Did you discover Nicki? Because we don't really understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Let me set up the question. You want to set up the question?
That. He called me one day, even on my block, in my studio, on my crib. Kiss, I got a question for you. I got three names or two names. Should her name be something, 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 something? It might have just been something.
It was Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj, or something else.
Yeah, it was another name.
Nicki Minaj.
You?
Oh,
it was
Nice Nibbles Nick.
You can't speed this story up. You gotta.
They
say you could run down, you could fuck one or two, but we could walk down, or we could fuck them all. So I need to hear this.
You very
called me. I feel like you and Fab is saying, y'all signaling, I'm an artist, I understand how this works. Niggas is signaling and saying, no, this is not what this is. This is drink champ. Drink some more. Have a great time, Fat. I feel like you felt like you said, and you never gave me a verse. I feel like you owe me a verse. So just relax.
I got you. You need a verse, I got you.
Okay, so now what
happens
now?
Give him a video?
So you're at the studio.
Absolutely not. Yo, absolutely not.
And you know what? I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Go ahead, kid.
He called me one day. Which name you like?
Mm-hmm. Who?
Okay. Fendi and Nicki called me.
You never see her?
Nah, they on the other end of the phone.
Mm.
You like Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj, or some other name.
Mm.
Me, I like Nicki Minaj.
Mm.
Actually, Kiss was the first rapper ever did a feature with Nicki. Ever.
We've never heard Kiss talk about this.
The whole career.
Mm. I mean, it's nothing. What am I gonna get off of it now?
Way to switch the subject too, right?
No, he's great. No, Kiss is good. You see how I am?
No. I mean, what is there to talk about?
Well, what?
I did a lot of favors for a lot of people. I didn't do it for that. Mm. I did it out of the heart, out of the love.
So now, Fendi, you now meet this girl. How do you meet her? How do you meet her in Queen? What do you mean?
I'm in MySpace.
Huh? MySpace?
I'm in MySpace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fendi need a better lawyer.
And then what happened?
We got to chip in, do a GoFundMe, and get Fendi the right lawyer.
I need a GoFundMe tomorrow.
He need the right lawyer. If he had the right lawyer.
Steve, we can talk, man.
We can definitely talk.
Fendi need a lawyer.
I don't know if I'm making a side deal right here.
Or a rifle.
Y'all got to stop.
Fendi need a lawyer or a rifle.
Now, we all got to ask the $1 million question. Go ahead, get busy. You started out with Nicki.
yeah, get busy.
You started out with Nicki, but then you wound it up with Lil' Kim after
you
they
did. Can
I keep it?
Yeah. Keep it on. Keep your mic on.
He lost her too.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
All right, so I definitely wasn't going to take it where Kim was going. But now that he took it there. What's going on with
you? What happened?
Don't tell me you Harvey Weinstein.
No.
And I know that's not funny. No. I swear to God, I apologize.
So what happened? You said what now?
I definitely didn't say what I was saying.
You didn't ask the question.
So why? Look. So you started with Nicki.
I discovered Nicki.
Mm-hmm. You want to elaborate on discovery? Or leave it alone?
No, we can talk about that. I discovered Nicki.
Because we need to know. Like,
let me enlighten you a little bit. I discovered Nicki. I named her Nicki Minaj.
Great words of D-Ray Davis. I took a fat.
Oh, okay. Shit just got real. Yeah, where we at?
I'm telling you.
Good.
Let me jump in.
I need a new lawyer.
Who?
Oh, him.
He gets the artist from nothing. He molds them to something. They get all the way up to the plate. They hit a home run, and they run the bases and then run right past me.
He shit on you, basically. Like, he was out here looking good until Kiss came on.
No, it's not that. I mean, I always had the right paperwork. I'm just not the guy who... I'm so street-orientated that when you cross me, I want to hurt you. I don't want to go to the lawyer.
Listen.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going back to
my problem is...
There's no way you had the right paperwork.
How's that, no Jada Kiss?
If he had the right... The same way is no way Weezy could have the right paperwork on Nicki and Drake. Because if he did, through all of this Birdman turmoil, the revenue off them could have him kicking back till that gets figured out.
I disagree, Jadakiss.
If you had the right paperwork on Nicki Minaj,
I had the right. I got no.
Having the right paperwork doesn't mean nothing, though.
You gotta fight this in court.
I tell you that
this is a court.
That's when it ain't the right paperwork.
Well, I mean, I disagree.
You just don't want to fight it in court?
No, we're not going to the next question.
No. Oh, okay. Well,
we are staying right here.
If I get another drink, Nori, this is going to turn into the Philly champs.
Get another drink.
I want
drink one of these whole publishers. Knock shit off.
Give me that. Let's go.
Give him that.
All right.
Yeah, come on. We're going to turn this the right way.
You know the Fat Boys were signed to it.
Yeah, let's go.
What?
Hold on. You're
fabulous.
Listen.
The nigga that managed you at the Fat Boys before?
Oh, word. The Fat Boys.
That's what he just said.
This is my question, Nori.
I like the Fat Boys were signed to Fendi.
What was the Fat Boys' original name before they turned into the Fat Boys?
Ask Jada.
That's a little bit over me.
Disco 3.
I'm supposed to know that, Steve. You right.
Nori, back to you.
No, it's Ooh, never back
it's
to
me. Like back and forth.
Back to you.
I just want to tell y'all something. I love you. Don't ever try to control my environment.
Okay, well, it's good. All right.
Ooh.
All right. Listen.
We all mic'd up.
My environment is controlled. Whether you think it is or it is or not. Okay. All right. Listen, you went from Nicki Minaj to Lil' Kim. We're going to get back to you later. But that's okay because we know what it is. It's all about, what is it called again? Friday on Elm Street. You got it. Friday on Elm Street. We relaxed. We had fun. Fab. Yo, I 100% enjoyed you coming here. Yeah. And I want you to.
We ain't closing. No. I got another topic.
Oh, you got another topic. I'm in. I had to take a piss.
Hold on, let me get a drink, because I can't let this go.
Let's go.
Can't let this go.
I'm in.
This is light topic. It's nothing crazy.
I'm in.
Light topic.
I'm in. Nah, you can pull me up. I'm in. All
right. Ooh, we finished.
And
this.
I'm doing a shot with Fab.
We finished. No. Fab, before we get out of here, because we got to get out of here, we got to play.
Yeah.
You got to touch his Dominicanism. Yalla.
Say something. This nigga kisses good. Man.
Drake champs of Philly.
Let me tell you something.
Listen, Lee.
Niggas thought.
You thought I was asleep. I came woke up with a mean sack.
Listen, time out. People think. When people hear this episode.
I'm about to start dozing off.
No. When people hear this episode, they're going to think Puff Daddy was the host. But that is a lie. It is Jada Kiss that was the host tonight.
I was drunk.
Us in the Latino community, we need you to say, when a person say, what are you,
fabulous? No, but hold on. In my brother's defense, before you, because I got to balance it. I'm the black Mills Lane.
I definitely don't know where you're going.
Because he didn't know. He might not know this that you about to tell him.
Okay.
Your pops is Dominican.
right? You know, we represent uptown, you being Vodka, you get a lot of bags uptown, you get a lot of love uptown. It's like a curse. No matter how it played out, you can't say that your pops is Dominican, because it's like you taking a shotgun to the Dominican. Pow! They rather you just say, I'm Dominican, or don't say nothing. Because when you just say, my pops is Dominican, it's like you push the Dominicans off the ledge.
You didn't push. God, I don't know if your father's alive or whatever, but if you say, like if I say, my father's Puerto Rican, it fucks people up that's Puerto Rican. They want me to say, I'm Puerto Rican, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's something I always wanted to give you because it doesn't matter, whatever affiliation.
There's another few hundred million over there on the Dominican side that you miss.
Them motherfuckers.
I just didn't grow up Dominican, though.
No, so I don't grow up Puerto Rican. I don't speak Spanish. I made a Spanish album, man. I literally made a Spanish album. I just stood there the whole day. Fucking help me teach me that. That part. I don't give a fuck, nigga. That everybody laughing at me in hip hop, I'm over there like that. Nobody stabbed nobody today. It's fantastic. Because, you know, I'm sorry. I came from the bad era of hip hop. Every party, somebody gets stabbed, shot. You don't understand how happy I was. You don't understand. I was in. Niggas laughing at me, though. I'm in doing reggaeton. Niggas like, oh.
No.
I'm not. That was local. But Fab, on behalf of all Dominican people, I'm not Dominican, I'm Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. But y'all like our like cousins. Mm-hmm. On behalf of all Dominican people, if you have to start saying you Dominican, because you know why? Because you are Dominican, right? I'm Puerto Rican. I don't speak shit. I don't speak none of that. When you say that, you're gonna have so many knives around you. And you good. Wherever you at, you just gotta claim them. See, that was the problem. Like, people didn't think you claimed them. You did a video, remember?
See, you just gave them knowledge, though.
No.
You can't speak it. He can make it speak.
I can't speak this shit.
No, but he didn't
know. Nah, I knew Fat can't speak it.
He didn't know he could get the pass without all of the resources.
Huh? No.
He know that, maybe. Maybe he did.
No. That's what I'm saying. Fab, if you need some Spanish.
Fendi's Dominican.
Fendi is not. Fendi been hot. Ever since you sub-zero, that's it. Yes, number changed on me. Niggas start managing Fab and Jada.
Sub-Zero start working out. Is a word on the street he want a rematch?
Nah, stop. Sub-Zero going.
I feel like I set myself up for this. I feel like I should have just stayed over there. It's all your fault, man.
Sometimes
we around money.
Sometimes you gotta just stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Level out. It's about leveling up. Sometimes about leveling out.
This is my lane. It's a light lane. I just save my time.
Who you say he used to manage at first?
Fendi.
Kubo did.
No, I'm on.
What's all the niggas he had?
He said Big Daddy Kane.
Rec FS.
So now, how was you, Clue, Skane, you know, where
Skane at?
Where
the,
like that relationship crib, right now for y'all. Hmm? Like, because I know.
I'm up top on. So,
yeah, in
because I know what happens in the beginning sometimes don't happen at the end.
Yeah, I'm still cool with all of them.
Still cool.
Skane like, Dollar, holla. Fab got a lot of loyalty, man.
I respect that.
I'm still
know
cool.
What I mean?
I don't break my circle of friendship unless
you give them the scissors.
Something to break the circle. Other than that, we be friends forever.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I have a loyal friendship to people that I'm friends with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Let's clap for that, y'all, please.
He always wanted to say that. Yeah, you got one off.
Is there anything you regret, like, doing in this game? Like,
not really. I wish I valued the time. Because even how long we've been here this long, like, I didn't value the time. I kind of was just
moving at your own pace. Even like when, you know, like when artists get into little things and they just like, I'm the shit and I just do what, you know what I mean? Mm. They don't value the time or the sometimes the space that they, that you the guy in that era. Mm. Like, you gotta value that shit. Cause it's gonna be somebody else's time. You know what I mean?
Some deep shit. Keep talking, please. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? I just wish that I, you know, and I would even everybody, like, they should value their time. When you see your time, you gotta value that shit because it's really precious.
And then you can have another time when you value the time, but it's the first time that you're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning when it was the first
like
time
that first
everybody was looking at. Yeah. But then you have
you only knew time. Once. You only knew once.
You said that yesterday. We was talking about that.
Niggas don't value that.
Can you touched say on that? Nori touched on that yesterday.
I said you want to be the hot new you only nigga. Get
that hot,
once.
You only that hot new nigga once.
Once. You could be the hot nigga forever, but you're going to be the hot new nigga once. The nigga just said the same
exact shit. Said the same
in a different way.
Yeah, same thing, different way.
I know y'all going to wrap it up. You got to relax. All right, we gotta wrap it up.
Yes.
I feel like I gotta say one more thing. I got notes and shit. I never use none of them.
Hit one. Nah, fuck the notes. I like the organic.
Yeah.
I like the.
All right, let me hit a note and get it organic. It's nothing. It's nothing I like. That's why I didn't use it. It's nothing I ain't like. And look at this. Keep filming it. Look at everybody. All right.
It's the best.
Some of Faz's favorite guest features. That's trash. That was good. Hang on. Pretty good, y'all. Sorry, I'm respectful. But yo, did I make a movie? Did I make a movie?
Yeah.
I made a movie. I said, listen, you've been on here too long.
You bought two moguls out.
I got to take a legends too. I'm gonna take it. We did it. We gotta do the drop and the.
Oh, it's just something like to wrap it up. Like, give us some kind of.
Yeah, do the.
This is what we're doing to wrap it up. It's wrapping it up. That's it. We wrapped it up.
This is what we're doing to wrap it up. We wrapping it up.
That's it.
Let's do the drop in the picture.
Dropping
the
picture.
Rifkin.
Steve Rifkin, yo, thank you, sir.
What up, Drink Champs Army? Hope you enjoyed that episode. Please check us at drinkchamps.com. You can see and hear all the new episodes, news, and merch. You can also pick up merch at 8and9.com. Follow us at Drink Champs on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Also follow me at Who's Crazy on Instagram, at DJEFN on Twitter and Facebook. Follow Nori at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter. Shout out to the whole team, Hazardous Sounds, Big Drain, Rich Blanco, Kev, Ali, Randy, Mr. Lee, Beats in the Hood, and especially everyone at Revolt TV as well. For those of you who are confused by our release schedule, y'all always tweeting us or hitting me up, here's how it goes down. New episodes premiere on Revolt TV every Thursday. If we don't release a new episode, it's because it's the holidays or we're giving our liver a break. Following that Thursday release, it reruns all weekend on Revolt TV, and then the Monday following that Thursday, going into Tuesday, we drop the full unedited audio. So Monday night going into Tuesday. Then the full unedited video drops online on YouTube and Revolt.tv on Wednesdays. So the Mondays, the full audio. Wednesdays, the full online video release. And that's following the Thursday before that it airs on Revolt TV, the TV edit of it. If you're interested in advertising or sponsoring us, please hit us up at info@drinkchamps.com. Serious inquiries only, please. Lastly, look out for new music and TV shows from Nori. He's working on great projects. He's got a lot of stuff coming out, so make sure you follow him for all that new stuff. Check out my liquor company, Colombian White, at buycolombianwhite.com. Also, look out for new episodes of my documentary series, Coming Home. We got Coming Home Colombia coming out and in other countries, too. And also check out the ones we've been to already, which is Coming Home Cuba, Haiti, Vietnam, and Peru. Shout out to all y'all, Dream Champs Army, for the continued support. We appreciate y'all. Until next time, Makahaya Bing Bong, motherfuckers.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze.
10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.